Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. We are at the National Equine Forum today. And one of the great things about the NEF is the Sir Colin Spedding Award. Each year, there are nominees that you can nominate somebody through the National Equine Forum or through your local representative. And this year we have three, and I'm joined by Bonnie Miller. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Exciting, yes,
day
for you.
Very exciting, it is. Because it really is.
Not only could you win an award, but you get it presented by the president of the NEF, which is the HRH Princess Royal Anne.
Yes, it was lovely downstairs just now. We had a nice conversation about what it was like to travel around America, where I'm from, and also about equine nursing in the UK.
So can you explain to us what it is that you do, because you've been, and why you've been nominated?
I am an equine nurse at Rossdale's in Newmarket, and I've been there, it will be 25 years this year. I came to this country because I married a Brit, having worked in America at the University of Pennsylvania New Bolton Center for several years. And when I came to this country, there were no formal qualifications for equine nursing. So thankfully, I ended up with a job as head nurse at Rossdale's, and my boss, Tim Greet, was a real champion for equine nurses. So I very much got involved with the whole training and the curriculum and setting up the program and everything with him, with the Royal College, with Beaver, and various other big names in as equine surgeons in Britain, and it just snowballed from there. So now we have training colleges and exams through the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons.
And that's amazing. So there's official qualifications of veterinary nurses.
Definitely.
Wow.
An equine veterinary nurse official qualification, and we are on the professional register of the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons.
Oh my gosh, Bonnie, so, that's incredible. How long did it take you to do that?
Well, it was many different processes through the years, and I think we were the first cohort of trainees back around 1999, 2000, I think. So it's up and running and doing really well now.
Well, it's only taken them how many years? 16 years, 17 years to give you an award for it. It's about time.
That's all right. I think this is for everybody. All the equine nurses who work behind the scenes are rarely recognized, I think, outside. In fact, the public really doesn't know that we exist too much, really. So it is. I hope this is a way to raise the profile to the public.
Yeah.
So,
and what's
quite
the plan?
Excited.
What's the plan for it moving forward?
Well, we continue to just have training practices stay on board with the training, and this, and more students will then become qualified, and they themselves become lecturers, and hopefully they themselves will present and lecture at our congresses with the British Veterinary Nursing Association, and really just build the numbers and build awareness.
So what would you need? Do you need any qualifications to be able to be a veterinary nurse?
Yes, you do need GCSEs of minimal levels, and you apply to be a student through the Royal College, and just really have a very keen interest in horses. Just like a small animal nurse will have a very keen interest in small animals, dogs and cats.
Well, thank goodness you met your English husband, because we're grateful. Is he sat over there in the corner?
He is sitting in the corner, and he's Welsh.
Is he Welsh? Well, that's lovely, Robin, but, yes. Because I'm part Welsh too.
Oh, very good.
So, okay, I shouldn't say English, so British,
yes,
so I apologise.
Very good.
But because, you know, that means that you came over here and you've done all this amazing work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think it's incredible. I wish you the best of luck today. And we find out in a few hours
who's won. We do.
Oh,
it's all been really, really quite a special day. So,
well, it's well deserved, Bonnie. You've done it all, you know, for the love of the industry, which is incredible.
For the love of my patients, really.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm at the National Equine Forum all day today, and I'll be bringing you interviews with guest speakers, with some of the experts. We'll be live tweeting the conversations that are taking place and photos too, so you can get involved in what's happening at the NEF. Tweet us your questions. What do you think about some of the subjects that are being talked about? Just use hashtag horsehour, hashtag NEF17. The experts here are talking in detail about how we can make changes to the industry, how can we improve our equestrian industry? And you're part of that as well. So do tweet us your opinions and your questions. I will speak to you very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.